Welcome to Cape Talk. This documentary has its roots in a book which you edited several years ago. So let's start there at the beginning of the story. What was it that made you decide to write a book or to put together a book like this?
Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Pippa, for having me and the listeners. I became a mother very late in life, actually when I was 40 with my first child and then 46 with the second. So I always thought, like, what is it that I as a mother can provide to my daughters for them to be the best that they can be? So I had conversations with Archbishop Tutu, who was then the chancellor of our university, University of the Western Cape. And he said it was his mother that had that impact on him. And then I had conversation with other people, and very often it became the topic on mothers and grandmothers. And then I remembered my grandmother, who had an immense influence on me. And it was actually really just a collection of stories from myself as a mother of in a more mature age to do the best that I can. And then it really developed into something that people had an interest in, because they remembered their own stories and their mothers and their grandmothers and what influence, what values they passed on to them. And I think that is a significant conversation that we need to have in South Africa.
Now, you spoke and interviewed to a wide cross-section of people. From writers to politicians to lawyers to musicians and actors and sports stars. And obviously, every story is different. They're from vastly different backgrounds. But there really is a common thread through all of these stories about women's resilience, that certainly in the ones that I've watched, that is, regardless of where they came from, it is a story of the woman who stood as a rock in their life and gave them those values. Did you find that with each story that you told and filmed for the movie, that there was a common thread?
Yes, it's actually really amazing, because we interviewed mothers or sons and daughters of mothers from different cultural backgrounds. Well, that's Xhosa, Zulu, Sotho, Afrikaans, Ndebele, Jewish women. What they had actually in common, or what they remembered about their mothers, is that there were values like respect, integrity, human dignity, community spirit. There's always a place on the table when you want to invite somebody, and an involvement in the community. And I think these are values that we need to discuss today. Or the question is, how do we get them into schools? How do we get them to our young listeners, to your young people, to the youth? Because these are discussions that are missing in our society presently. And then we have challenges that we're presently facing, not only in South Africa, but also globally.
Because, of course, this is your field of work. You work in community building, in peace building. You have a long career in that field. Do you see these very personal stories about what happens within a home as having a much broader impact on the wider society and potential to change the wider society?
Yes, we have a real challenge as South Africa. When you look, for example, at the Global Peace Index, South Africa is on 126th place out of 163 countries.
Wow.
This is really, really, really worrying. So violence and disrespect against women particularly have become a national nightmare, actually a collective shame in South Africa. Nobody really speaks out about how one can change it on a value level. You know, there is measures and means how we can immediately try to have certain projects, but it goes down, at the end of the day, it goes down in looking into values. So the documentary wants to build on the inspiration message portrayed through the stories captured and published in the book, and then obviously in the documentary, and look at how can we touch the national psyche with an awareness that there is a tremendous importance of our mothers and grandmothers in the shaping of a strong and powerful and proud nation. And so the whole history of South Africa comes in with interviews, and we were very lucky to have the last interview with Ahmed Kathrada, then Albie Sachs, Thandi Tutu, talking about their mothers and grandmothers, and then also the younger generation like Swati Dlamini Mandela, Chris Chameleon, for example. But what it comes down, when you see the movies, and they're exciting documentaries that I wish every school could have, is then really, these were the same values. When you look back 50 years, 100 years presently, that is what holds our nation together, values. And that is what we have to discuss, how we can transfer that to our children and grandchildren.
Obviously, we can't mention all of the individual stories, but two that struck me watching the episodes that I've seen. One was to watch Zaek Zemdar talk about his mother, Rosa, with obviously such love and warmth. But what struck me is the thing that he identified as having been so valuable is she made them read. And he describes his mother coming home late at night from a long day working as a nurse and insisting it is time to read now. And obviously the impact that had on him planting that seed of his love of storytelling. And then you've mentioned Chris Chameleon. What an extraordinary interview. Describing a father who disappeared when he was 19 days old, leaving an unqualified, jobless mother in a strange city with this tiny infant, and how she made a plan. And that is, again, the common theme of women making a plan in the most difficult of circumstances, making a plan to hold the home and the family together. Obviously, it's incredibly impactful visually. Did you know that when you were working on the book, did you know that there would be a movie to come at the end of it?
No, not at all. It was really just a book project, and then people said, but you know, some of the people after the book have passed on already, seven of them, Miriam Makeba, Nelson Mandela, Ahmed Kathrada, have passed on, and how do we capture, how do we preserve that part of history? And then we were really lucky with the National Lottery Commission giving us the funding for having that book turned into a film. But what you said is so important, because, you know, the mothers, even those who did not have an education themselves, were really able to instill those kind of values into their children, which really proves that it's not necessarily the school and it's not necessarily your formal education, but it's really what deep down counts and what has been passed on from generation to generation. Mm-hmm. Even, for example, when you look at Prince Buthelezi, when he talks about his mom, Princess Magogo, we're talking really like 100 years ago. Yeah. But he said this is the person who formed him most. So when you listen to people that are 80 years and older, And when they go back and say, what counted in my life? What is it that was valuable and that I can pass on to my children and grandchildren? They come back to the values of their mother and their grandmother. Mm. And I think that is a national conversation that we really like to see with the movie and also with the book in schools. And I hope it goes out to all communities. And we also have invitations already to present it at the 2018 Global World Summit of Women in Botswana next year.
Fantastic.
So I'm very, very excited. And I really hope that we can show the importance of defining our values and nurturing them in our children.
Cape Talk, New Beginnings.
Now, a new South African documentary launches tomorrow called Umama, directed by Professor Marian Keim. The film has grown out of the book she edited several years ago on the same subject and by the same name, that subject being the influence of mothers and grandmothers on famous South Africans. Marian has a long history of working in the field of social transformation and community and sport development, as well as peace building. She's currently the director of the Interdisciplinary Center for Sports Science and Development at UWC and the chairperson of the university's Foundation for Sport Development and Peace. She has co-produced this movie with Jolene Cartmell from the Love Picture Company, and I caught up with her last week to find out more about the project. Welcome to Cape Talk. This documentary has its roots in a book which you edited several years ago. So let's start there at the beginning of the story. What was it that made you decide to write a book or to put together a book like this?
Oh my goodness. Thank you, Pippa, for having me and the listeners. I became a mother very late in life. Actually, when I was 40 with my first child and then 46 with the second. So I always thought, like, what is it that I as a mother can provide to my daughters for them to be the best that they can be? So I had conversations with Archbishop Tutu, who was then the Chancellor of our university, University of the Western Cape. And he said it was his mother that had that impact on him. And then I had conversation with other people, and very often it became the topic on mothers and grandmothers. And then I remembered my grandmother, who had an immense influence on me. And it was actually really just a collection of stories from myself as a mother in a more mature age to do the best that I can. And then it really developed into something that people had an interest in, because they remembered their own stories and their mothers and their grandmothers and what influence, what values they passed on to them. And I think that is a significant conversation that we need to have in South Africa.
Now, you spoke and interviewed to a wide cross-section of people. From writers to politicians to lawyers to musicians and actors and sports stars. And obviously, every story is different. They're from vastly different backgrounds. But there really is a common thread through all of these stories about women's resilience, that certainly in the ones that I've watched, that is, regardless of where they came from, it is the story of the woman who stood as a rock in their life and gave them those values. Did you find that with each story that you told and filmed for the movie, that there was a common thread.
Yes, it's actually really amazing because we interviewed mothers or sons and daughters of mothers from different cultural backgrounds. Well, that's Xhosa, Zulu, Sotho, Afrikaans, Ndebele, Jewish women. What they had actually in common, or what they remembered about their mothers, is that there were values like respect, integrity, human dignity, community spirit. There's always a place on the table when you want to invite somebody, and an involvement in the community. And I think these are values that we need to discuss today. Or the question is, how do we get them into schools? How do we get them to our young listeners, to your young people, to the youth? Because these are discussions that are missing in our society presently, and then we have challenges that we're presently facing, not only in South Africa but also globally.
Because of course this is your field of work. You work in community building and peace building. You have a long career in that field. I mean, do you see these very personal stories about what happens within a home as having a much broader impact on the wider society and potential to change the wider society?
Yes, we have a real challenge as South Africa. We when you look, for example, at the Global Peace Index, South Africa is on 126th place out of 163 countries.
Wow.
This is really, really, really worrying. So violence and disrespect against women particularly have become a national nightmare, actually a collective shame in South Africa. Nobody really speaks out about how one can change it on a value level. You know, there is measures and means how we can immediately try to have certain projects, but it goes down, at the end of the day, it goes down in looking into to values. So the documentary wants to build on the inspiration message portrayed through the stories captured and published in the book and then obviously in the documentary, and look at how can we touch the national psyche with an awareness that there is a tremendous importance of our mothers and grandmothers in the shaping of a strong and powerful and proud nation. And so the whole history of South Africa comes in with interviews, and we were very lucky to have the last interview with Ahmed Kathrada, then Albie Sachs, Thandi Tutu, talking about their mothers and grandmothers, and then also the younger generation like Swati Dlamini Mandela, Chris Chameleon, for example. But what it comes down, when you see the movies, and they're exciting, exciting documentaries that I wish every school could have, is then really, these were the same values. When you look back 50 years, 100 years presently, that is what holds our nation together, values. And that is what we have to discuss, how we can transfer it to our children and grandchildren.
Obviously, we can't mention all of the individual stories, but two that struck me watching the episodes that I've seen. One was to watch Zeg Simdar talk about his mother, Rosa, with obviously such love and warmth. But what struck me is the thing that he identified as having been so valuable is she made them read. And he describes his mother coming home late at night from a long day working as a nurse and insisting it is time to read now. And obviously the impact that had on him planting that seed of his love of storytelling. And then you've mentioned Chris Chameleon. What an extraordinary interview, describing a father who disappeared when he was 19 days old, leaving an unqualified, jobless mother in a strange city with this tiny infant, and how she made a plan. And that is, again, the common theme of women making a plan in the most difficult of circumstances, making a plan to hold the home and the family together. Obviously, it's incredibly impactful visually. Did you know that when you were working on the book, did you know that there would be a movie to come at the end of it?
No, not at all. It was really just a book project, and then people see it. But you know, some of the people after the book have passed on already. Seven of them, Miriam Makeba, Nelson Mandela, Ahmed Kathrada, have passed on. And how do we capture, how do we preserve that part of history? And then we were really lucky with the National Lottery Commission giving us the funding for having that book turned into a film. But what you said is so important, because you know, the mothers, even those who did not have an education themselves, were really able to instill those kind of values into their children, which really proves that it's not necessarily the school and it's not necessarily your formal education, but it's really what deep down counts and what has been passed on from generation to generation. Even, for example, when you look at Prince Buthelezi, when he talks about his mom, Princess Magogo, we're talking really like 100 years ago.
Yeah.
But he said this is the person who formed him most. So when you listen to people that are 80 years and older, And when they go back and say, what counted in my life? What is it that was valuable and that I can pass on to my children and grandchildren? They come back to the values of their mother and their grandmother. Mm. And I think that is a national conversation that we really like to see with the movie, and also with the book in schools. And I hope it goes out to all communities. And, we also have invitations already to present it at the 2018 Global World Summit of Women in Botswana next year.
Fantastic.
So I'm very, very excited, and I really hope that we can show the importance of defining our values and nurturing them in our children.
That was Professor Marion Keim speaking to me on Friday ahead of tomorrow night's launch of her documentary film Umama, which was co-produced by Jolene Cartmell from the Love Picture Company.